Josh Umber has been advising Kris Kobach's campaign on Medicaid policy. The Wichita doctor runs a direct primary care clinic that he compares to Netflix. Pay a monthly fee and you get as much primary care as you want through visits, phone calls, or texts. He says his clinic saves time and money by completely avoiding insurance and its paperwork.
We cut out a lot of middlemen, then we can lower that price and offer that directly to our patients.
Umber has spent years advocating for direct primary care. He claims the payment system could save $1 billion for the state's Medicaid program, and not only on doctor's appointments, but also by reducing hospital visits and offering cheaper drugs and procedures.
We can maximize the purchasing power of those dollars to maximize the number of people that can be cared for.
Umber says he worked out the idea with former Kansas budget director Steve Anderson at a restaurant in Wichita about 4 or 5 years ago. Anderson remembers calculating that the program could save about $500 million for CanCare, not $1 billion, and doing the math on the back of an envelope.
I say back of an envelope, it's a really big 9x9 envelope.
Umber practices medicine in the Hartman Oil Building, as in Wink Hartman, Kris Kobach's running mate. Kobach has claimed direct primary care would save the state nearly $2 billion in Medicaid costs. Here he is at a Garden City candidate forum in July.
The $3.2 billion that we are spending for 400,000 people would go down to $1.3 billion.
A campaign spokeswoman says Kobach got that number from the work of Umber and Anderson, but neither of them told me they calculated $2 billion in savings. Former Kansas Medicaid director Robert Day says Kobach, Umber, and Anderson are making flawed assumptions.
These people are idiots. They know nothing about healthcare financing or costs.
Day has worked for both Republican and Democratic governors. He says Medicaid doesn't work like regular health insurance. The savings from a direct primary care clinic don't carry over when Medicaid is so complicated and makes so many different types of payments to different parties. Plus, two-thirds of CanCare spending is on elderly and disabled people.
Most of the cost of that population is in long-term and nursing home care.
In 2016, CanCare spent only $315 million on physician services and hospital outpatient care, including primary care. Day says there's no way the state could save $500 million, $1 billion, or $2 billion on just primary care when the state isn't spending that amount in the first place. He says Kobach, Umber, and Anderson are just wrong.
So to make the statements they make, it's just blatantly, it's so untrue and unfactual that it staggers the mind they would even say something publicly like that.
Some experts say without a pilot program, no one knows whether direct primary care would be a good fit for Medicaid. Here's Cindy Samuelson of the Kansas Hospital Association.
There's been no program to even test or look at this point, so it's really hard to answer those questions on what the true impact might be.
At a news conference, Kobach said he does plan to conduct a pilot program in one county or region before bringing direct primary care to Medicaid across the state.
You'd want to do it in a smaller context first before you go statewide.
The state agency that oversees Medicaid says it's open to the idea. It hasn't yet done a cost analysis of using direct primary care for the program, but it says there are only about 30 direct primary care doctors in Kansas in the first place. Samuelson says it's unclear whether there's enough doctors willing to try it and combine it with Medicaid.
Would the program even be something that providers would be interested in?
That's just one of the questions I repeatedly asked the Kobach campaign, with no response. And the campaign still hasn't explained how it came up with $2 billion in Medicaid savings. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Nomin Ujiadine in Topeka.